Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. praise. Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us command ourselves and each other and all our like minds.
unto ages of ages.
Thank you. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were killed with the sword. They went about in the skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to thy spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God, we have heard with our ears.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The righteous cry and the Lord heard them.
Genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez, and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Aram, and Aram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa, and Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amon, and Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers, at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, the Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Acham, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Nathan, and Nathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation of Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation of Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son. And he called his name
strengthening our faith within our communities.
He has this saying that he always starts almost every session. It is from Mark Twain, and many of us know that he's the great American author. The saying is this: the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you figure out why. The day you were born and the day you figure out why. And isn't that truly glorious? And isn't it really true? Because until we hit that second day, when we find out why we were born, when we discover the reason we are here on this earth, our lives are aimless. If they're not aimless, robotic maybe isn't the right word, but they're really following a path given to us by others around us that we trust. But we haven't yet found the inner strength, inner vigor, the excitement about our lives. It's a very difficult thing to find out. Why am I here on this earth? For what reason was I born? It's very difficult to find out. How many of you have found that out? How many of you know why you are here on this earth today? You don't have to raise your hands, that's okay. It's very difficult to figure that out. As youths, do I go to college? Do I take up a trade? What should I study? What should I do? How should I make my living? Should I get married? It's all sometimes seems like a crapshoot, like a gamble. We just don't know. And sometimes, perhaps, it is. But we listen to our parents, to our teachers, to what we hear in church. We listen. We observe. We see what a good life is like. We listen to our hearts, because that's where God is speaking to us through His Holy Spirit. And it's very difficult. We have to get a lot of clutter out of there, a lot of things that have been put into there by our parents, the world, and ourselves. In the epistle reading today, we hear of many Old Testament figures who were so blessed to have experienced that second greatest day of their lives. For they found, they heard, and they knew the reason that they were put here on this earth. They received a call. They received a promise, as the epistle says at the end. And they believed, and their lives were thus spent bravely. Leave the land of your fathers and go to the land of promise, which I will give to you. That's what the Lord spoke to Abraham. It wasn't Jesus standing there speaking to him, touching him. He heard that voice in his heart. And he left everything he had, everything he knew, his father, his family, all the lands, abiding on the vine, the Lebowski Theater. John, you don't know these places, but if you think to yourself of all the places you are familiar with in your neighborhood, in your life, that you love to go to, that give you comfort, I was just voicing a few of those in my head, that surrounds me in the town where I live, that are things that help prevent me from moving on to greater things sometimes. But Abraham listened, and he left, and he went out into the wilderness, following this call of God, searching for the land of promise. The land given to him, promised to him by God, the city whose builder and maker is God. The epistle reading tells us that Abraham and many others conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, receive promises. Stop the mouths of lions, brings to mind Daniel, doesn't it? Quench raging fire, escape the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, God's strength out of their own weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received the death by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were killed with the sword. They went about afflicted and ill-treated. Why did they do this? They did this because they had that second glorious day in their lives. They heard, they understood, they grabbed onto the purpose that they were given. The will of God in their lives. They left behind everything and followed it. But that promise was not a piece of property. It wasn't a land physically filled with milk and honey. It wasn't a city here on earth. It wasn't a kingdom of riches in this world. Only a fool would think that it was. And only a fool would do what he had to do of that list that we heard to obtain riches in this world. That promise is something they did not see with their physical eyes. And for them, it did not happen in the course of their lives. And we, though we don't see it with our physical eyes, we at least have been given the knowledge that that promise has come to this world. What is that promise? What is that city that was built by God? What is this better life that they gave everything for and we yearn for every day of our lives? We are told what it is, what it was, and what it will be at the end of the gospel reading today. When we hear, now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. I don't know either, but I have to learn more. Emmanuel, God with us, with us. They did not have God with us, and yet they followed that path, that difficult path, to what they had not seen, but what they had heard in their hearts on that second greatest day of their life when they found out their purpose. They did not see the birth of Christ. And brothers and sisters, you and I did not see it. We have been told it. And we celebrate it. And we remember it. And we have all of the outpourings of grace that came from it. God, the greatest, most powerful, the only one that truly exists when we are nothing. Right? Remember, we were made from nothing. Actually, we were made from the dust of the earth, right? But what was the dust of the earth made from? It was made from nothing. You and I don't really exist. You and I were really made from nothing. The only reason that we are here, breathing, tangible, touchable, relating to one another, is because God gave us that grace. He breathed His Spirit into us and gave us one another. We did not see it, but we have all the benefits of God, glorious, great, bright and shining, coming to live with us. Nothing, not existing, dull, dark, earth, clay. He took our human nature and he gave it what he had. Isn't that unbelievable? Sometimes some people say the greatest and perhaps the only true miracle is that God became man. He became one of us, Emmanuel. Brothers and sisters, the all-powerful God of glory created you and he created me from nothing. The God who truly exists came to this world made of nothing so that he could bring it into something that he might share it with us. In a few days, we will greet one another. And indeed, even in Matins at this time of the year, we sing out, Christ is born, glorify him. Indeed, glorify him. Leave behind everything of this world that you cling to. Now, I'm not saying go out and be irresponsible. I'm saying set your eyes on what you cannot see. Listen to what you can only hear with your heart. Follow God. Be brave. Know why you were born. For him who was born for you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Just a few announcements. First of all, in the bulletin for this week's of services, it's Tuesday that is Christmas Eve, and that's when we celebrate the Christmas Matins and the Divine Liturgy, and that begins at 4:50. Monday, tomorrow, we have the Royal Hours of Christmas, which will be at 6 o'clock here at St. George. As I've been mentioning, all the women of St. George are invited to the holiday lunch that our Ladies Auxiliary are hosting, sponsoring. And the information's in the bulletin. If you need more information or want to make a reservation, please see Ian, Matish, or Wafa Elias. If you haven't yet, and a lot of people haven't, please pick up your offering envelopes and pick up one church calendar as a gift from our Ladies Auxiliary. The New Year's Eve party is taking place here at St. George. Colin Alcori's got tickets. You can see him for more information and to get tickets. More tickets. The Valentine's Gala, which is going to be taking place in February on the 7th. Tickets are available from Jeanette Nassif. Wave your hand over there, Jeanette. For Stan, okay. And also raffle tickets. That's enough of that. Okay. I'd like to welcome some visitors here. Peter Shaheen, Washington, D.C. Nicholas Shaheen, down in the Detroit area. If I'm wrong, let me know. Sidhu Teresa, Yaya, nice to have you back. How's Carrie and the baby? Good. Who else is here visiting? Shane Gantos from school in Detroit. Who do you have? Mariah and John Elias from Virginia, Tennessee. Tennessee, it's nice to have them here. Who do you have, Janet, Jeanette? What's her name? Nice to have you here from Texas. Anyone else that I'm missing, I don't want to miss? Who are you guys? Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you here with us. And hopefully you'll be here for celebrating Christmas, too. Okay, we can all stand. Thank you.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom,
incarnate always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Even to the heavenly Father. Nevertheless, for our speech. stand for this time of meeting to perform the sacred ritual of my holy Immaculate Heart and Precious Blood. My strong unity of harmony, I pray thee, surmount thy creation and cast me out among thy servants. Of all nations, give me the offer unto thee by thee, thy sinful and perfect will. Allow my children to be an offer to the offering to accept the Son of Christ for God, the King of my glory.
Moore, Hawkins, and Reinhardt families,
No teeth, Terry and the newborn Matthew, our expected parents Renee and Rakan, and Dina and Lake, your servant Adam, who was brought into the Orthodox faith through the sacraments of baptism and chrismation, and will receive his first communion on this day. Your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, Benjamin, Layla, George, Matthew, Stacy, Mithat, Chrissy, Mary, Rodney, Joseph, and Marna. Your servants David and Gabriella, who are to be united in the sacrament of holy matrimony. Your servants who are celebrating their anniversaries, Rick and Martha on their 30th, Mahar and Susan, William and Susan, and Osama and Rashad, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF young adults, and our preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants and departed members of the Shishneen, of the Shinin, Moore, Brackett, Hawkins, Ojal, and Reinhardt families, and the newly departed Mushki, Nafi, and Anthony. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, out unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
And yet, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom,
Christian
our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and we could defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ. Let us ask of the Lord. All in His remembrance, our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Through the compassion of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam, leisure me I
could. Let us love one another, that with one accord we may
into being, and when we had fallen away, this raises us up again, and didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive at our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, borne their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Amen.
And last Mass for the Holy Cup.
And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, there may be unto the cleansing of soul and the forgiveness of sins, under the communion of thy Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and under boldness toward thee, not into judgment nor into condemnation. And again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who have faith and come before us in their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary.
Let us commend ourselves and each other and
all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Faithfulness that would hold us without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, the eternal kingdom. لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا اليوم ليعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن بمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا بالتجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father of the Son and of the Holy Spirit now and ever unto ages of ages. Has brought all things from nothingness into being. Do thou thyself, O Master, look down from heaven upon those who have bowed their heads unto thee, for they have not bowed down unto flesh and blood, but to thee, the fearful God. Therefore, O Master, do thou thyself distribute these gifts here spread forth unto all of us for good according to the individual need of each. Voyage with those who sail by sea, journey with those who travel by land and air. Heal the sick, thou who art the physician of our souls and body. Through the grace and compassion and love toward mankind, and thy only begotten Son with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Sanctify us, allow us to hide the Father in our hearts, visibly present with us, and vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood unto us, unto all the people. O God, grace us to be the sinner and have mercy upon thee. O God, grace us to be the sinner and have mercy upon thee. O God, grace us to be the sinner and have mercy upon thee.
Let us attend
the holy thing.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God. the precious and all-holy body of our Lord and God Savior, Jesus Christ, is imparted unto me and you with his unworthy priest, Joseph, for the remission of my sin and unto life everlasting.
Oh,
For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee we ascribe glory. the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Let us go forth in peace.
Have mercy upon us and save us.